Imagine a group of people, each with a box. In everyone's box is a thing they call a beetle. But no one is ever allowed to look in anyone else's box. They can only look into their own. However, they can talk meaningfully about beetles even though they don't know what others have in their boxes, or indeed, if there's anything in them at all. The thing in each person's box is irrelevant to the shared public meaning of beetle. Its meaning is determined by the use people make of the term, not the private something hidden away from view. Whatever is or isn't in each person's box is irrelevant. It cancels out. Many of us think of our experiences as private, hidden away inside us. You can never enter my mind and find out whether your colour experiences are like mine, for example, or whether our pain experiences are the same. You can't see the beetle in my box, nor I the one in yours. Ludwig Wittgenstein used the beetle in the box analogy to suggest that the meaning of sensation words such as pain isn't given by referring to some private, inner, introspected something, a sensation to which you alone have access. In his view, there can't be more to the public meaning of our language than we are capable of teaching each other. And the private something, the beetle, can't have a role in that teaching because we can't get at it.